to welcome everyone that's on the call. And as a small group, we know that when we come together as a group, that there we have four times more likelihood of completing our goals and having more success with support. So my name is Debbie Davis, and my co-host is Valerie Johnson, and we decided to come together to create this call for support. Wednesdays are for information days, and Friday is Friendly Friday, but of course we always follow who's ever on the call because sometimes a newcomer needs to have us be present for them. But for today, being that this has been set so that we could have support on the West Coast, that was doable because the 5:30 a.m. call, 8:30 Eastern, by Linda Morris and the crew on the East Coast, that wasn't doable for us. We found that it was too hard for us to get up that early in the morning and then function for the day. So this is created for that, and we are here and we present the Kids of Vital Balance Eating Plan. And one of the core ingredients is not only the information and becoming educated about the entire bigger picture. We had Dr. Gary here a couple of weeks ago, and his presentation that he gave us was about weight matters, which we know it isn't just about food, but we are addressing what we put in our bodies through our mouths on this call. But we also know that it's about a good sleep, and we also know it's about being hydrated, and we also have learned that our bodies love to exercise. So the combination of various ingredients help us to reach our weight management goals. And it may be weight loss, it may be maintaining our weight, and it may be weight gain. But what we found is that we can do any of those things with weight management through the process by which we're offering and support for today. So the Kinzen Vital Balance is the NEKEN meal replacement. It is food for action and food for thought. It's a functional food, and it's more than just a protein meal replacement or a nutritional product. It has a unique natural and organic formulation designed to support our biological systems and to keep us healthy. It has a balanced array of vitamins, minerals, and amino acids, and it is a vegetable protein mix which provides all essential elements. It supports cognitive function, assists in natural detoxification, and it has probiotics as a part of it for digestion and immune support. It uses natural stevia as a sweetener, and because it's a third generation extract, there's no aftertaste. And our Kinzen Vital Balance meal replacement contains no added salt, no dairy, no soy, no whey, no gluten, no lactose or GMOs. It's vegan certified and kosher, and it's great. It's all natural, vanilla and chocolate. Combines really well with fruit or juices or other varieties of fluids, which I'm going to talk about in just a moment. It offers 18 grams of vegetable protein, which is an alternative to our high-fat animal sources, and it provides us with the medium-chain triglycerides, also known as MCTs, which is known as a fat that makes you thin. These are the ones that support mental acuity because it provides energy for the brain, it increases our metabolic rate, it helps control our appetite. In addition to that, we have natural organic detoxifiers, open cell chlorella, cilantro, which are both recognized as beneficial in assisting removal of heavy metals from the body. It's also full of probiotics, which are what is needed for healthy immune function, nutrient digestion, and absorption. It is very stable combination in this powder. It has more activity than yogurt in terms of the probiotic content. And because we've learned recently that yogurt has a whole lot of sugar in it, I just told you this has no sugar. There's only 125 calories per serving, and here's where I talk about you can mix it with your Pi-Make water, you can mix it with your soy, almond, or dairy milk, or fruit juices. And I personally mix mine with a coconut milk in the afternoon. I do mine with water in the morning. It's suggested that to lose weight, we replace breakfast and lunch during the week, and here's where it also says that exercise is a key to a piece of that, to assist our body in raising our metabolism so that we can burn our fats instead of our sugars. If we're just going to maintain the weight, we consume this drink in place of a lunch at least 2 times a week. And here's the magic of the MCTs. The MCTs come from natural palm oil. They're converted into ketone bodies directly by the liver. They're used by the brain for energy. It has no impact on insulin levels, and it's thermogenic. So I said to myself, what is that thermogenic? Because I really like the word. And I looked it up, because we've been exposed to it before with a way of taking photographs of the body's energy, but this is not that. This is a word that's used often to describe drugs that increase heat through metabolic stimulation. And so the things on the market out there that do these kind of things, it's an ECA stack is what they're calling it. Those are things like ephedrine, caffeine, and aspirin, although aspirin isn't really used too much anymore. But these are these guys in the brands that are out there on the market called fat burners, these are designed to help promote the lipolysis, which is in the body breaking down the body fat to be used as energy. The problem with these is that obviously ephedrine and caffeine can be very dangerous. So what I found and what I really liked was turning them back to our meal replacement mix is that KVD is a more natural way to increase metabolism. In the detoxing portion of the mix, the open cell, chlorella, and cilantro, these are naturally detoxifying the system, and they work in synergy with organic alfalfa, spirulina, broccoli, and spinach. The probiotics, which again, it contains more helpful bacteria than 10 containers of yogurt, which 10 containers of yogurt would be like eating 10 pieces of chocolate cake. That's what we learned from our sugar conversion. But our bodies have 10 trillion cells, and the GI tract hosts about 100 trillion of them. Each serving of our Kinds of Vital Balance offers 2 billion of the Lactobacillus plantarum and the Bifidobacterium bifidum. And again, with no sugar. The Kinds of Vital Balance contains all natural ingredients. It's an antioxidant, digestive enzymes, medium-chain triglycerides, natural stevia sweetener, natural vanilla and chocolate, probiotics, vegetable and protein. I do want to say this about vegetable protein is that I know that we used to have a different one before, and what became of changing into this new formula was that Ken was finding that people were showing up. The allergies with soy and whey proteins are pretty high out there, so when they changed theirs to a hemp-based pea protein, they found that it fit a bigger group of people that could take it without any allergic reaction to it. The Vital Balance supports our nutrient absorption, our appetite regulation, cognitive mental function. It's the breaking down of the ketone and the ketosis that's causing the ketone bodies to feed the brain. And I think I'm going to get to that here in just a moment. It also helps us with our digestive health, formation of lean muscle. It's immune system health, so it supports our immune system. And I've already talked about thermogenesis, which is the metabolic fat burning process. So, as I go from that, I just want to revisit, because that is our Kinds of Vital Balance. That's our shake. So I started saying, okay, so thermogenesis, I understand that's raising of the body heat. In the Wikipedia, they're referring to the drugs that do that. And now we know that our product isn't a drug. It's all natural ingredients that gives us the ability to raise our metabolism. So when I went to the internet to find out about ketones, that's when I learned that that's a very important part of the ketosis process also, which is what's happening when our body is no longer drawing upon the sugars in our body, but it's actually drawing upon the fat, and ketone bodies are what feeds the brain. What I'm reading, what I'm looking at in this moment is if we're eating in excess, which oftentimes I've found that my diet has been full of excess carbs, what I found in this article I was reading online is that there are too many things that happen to glucose if your body doesn't need it. So if I'm overeating carbs, in glycogenesis, my excess glucose will be converted to glycogen and stored in my liver and my muscles. This is how we get fat, and this is how we get fatty liver. And the further part of that is in lipogenesis, if there's already enough glycogen in my muscles and my liver, then the extra glucose will be converted into fat and stored. So glycogenesis is natural, but when we overdo it, the lipogenesis is what causes it to be stored in our bodies, which of course we know starts happening when we're overdoing our eating behaviors. So what happens to our bodies once there is no more glucose or glycogen? We have learned that that is when ketosis happens. So ketosis is when the body burns fat and creates the molecules called ketones. And the ketones are created when the body breaks down the fat, creating fatty acids and burned off in the liver in a process called beta oxidation. The end result of this is the creation of ketones, which are used as a fuel by the muscles and the brain. Although glucose is the main source of fuel for most people, these fatty acids are used by the brain cells when carbohydrates or food intake is low. In simpler terms, since you have no more sugar levels in your body, ketosis kicks in and your body then starts burning and using your stored and consumed fat as energy. And the good news is that it's pretty amazing that studies are showing that the body and the brain actually prefer using ketones, being able to run 70% more efficiently than on glucose. So, I don't want to go into more of that. The only other part I wanted to add to this morning is what we've learned from the Kinder Vital Balance Eating Plan Protocol by Linda Morris is that we utilized Roger Drummer's information. He has an audio CD that's also on YouTube called The Bitter Truth About Sugar. And so what we've learned and how to start here is that we do not want to start our day, although it seems very low calorie in a very healthy way, say a piece of toast and a piece of fruit, what Roger Drummer taught us is that when we begin our day with sugars, chemically in our brain, we start our brain in motion to crave sugars for the rest of the day, which makes it really hard to interrupt that process because our brain's busy wanting sugar. And it can actually drive us. We can actually become food addicts as a result of feeding our brains, even though it's not necessarily straight sugar, white sugar, processed sugar, even the sugar that's in our breads and in our fruits can start the sugar cravings if we start our day that way. So what Roger suggested is that we start with our greenzymes. And I like what Dave says, is that our bodies wag its tail when we start our day with greenzymes. Greenzymes is actually a food that was created by Dr. Yoshihide Hagiwara. And although, again, I should probably have started with this, we can't make any health claims. All we're doing is sharing our experience with these products and how it's working for us. And he taught us that, so he tried to do it through pharmaceuticals. It didn't work out for him. And he came back to creating this, learning that our barley grass, which is pine egg water and kombu seaweed, pearl barley seed extract, and water-soluble fiber, he came back, created this perfect food, certified it USDA organic, kosher, and gluten-free, and he found that if we start our day with this, then as we wake up in nice tall grass of pine egg water with our greenzymes, and wait 30 minutes before we take our first drink of the day, our first Vital Balance meal replacement, and then take another 30 minutes for coffee drinkers or tea drinkers, so that it's an hour from the time we wake up before we start taking other things into our diet, and we then follow this through noon, only taking protein before noon, and our intention is to start us out on this ketosis. So we're in a process of learning all together, brand new process for me to identify my own not food addiction, but eating addiction, like I'm a food addict, eating addict, and seeing how sugar is so intertwined in nearly everything that I put in my mouth. So as much as I drug my feet, I didn't want to be a label reader, I'm reading the labels. And I'm finding that few little tidbits of facts is that for every 4 grams of carbohydrates, if we divide that by 4, it is 1 teaspoon of sugar. So throughout the day, we can look at labels and see how much we're getting a day. To begin ketosis, some say it's between 20 to 30 grams of sugar a day. That, keeping it down to that, whereas the average guy is up in the ranges, I'd say the high range of about 150 grams a day. So our intention is to keep it down, to get ketosis going. And again, this is to promote, I like this word, lipolysis, where the body is breaking down the body fat to be used as energy, and doing it with each other. And my win for today, and then I'm going to close my comments so we can open up for each other. But my win for today, I'm doing my very best not to weigh myself on a regular basis, but I weighed in yesterday, and I've lost another 5 pounds, and I began, I began in March. So it's been 3 months, and I've lost 25 pounds. So on that note, I want to say that this is working for me, and I couldn't do it without you, and I couldn't do it without the people that created this program who are still doing it on the East Coast. So I want to close the information piece.
You did awesome, Debbie.